Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
But they are also 6-6 this season. Here was Coach Reed's answer.
I'm telling you, it's a few plays there. That's what it is. And penalties are killers. And you want to create turnovers on the defensive side. And when you have opportunities to do that, you've got to capitalize on them. Third downs become important, both sides of the ball, how you handle those. So can we do better with the rush? Yeah, we can get a little bit more rush on the defensive side, on the offensive side. We can continue to work our protection and scheme there. So, but you can't allow quarterbacks at this level to stand back there and throw the ball with just comfortable feet. I think we know that. And so you've got to make sure that you have pressure on those guys. And when that takes place, then you've got to make sure that your coverage is tight. So, and that's what you work on. You go through that and you work on it and try to get better. You see teams 2 weeks ago, you looked at the Dallas Cowboys and you kind of went, meh, you know, they're just playing okay. You know, 2 weeks later, they're playing good football. And so these things change, quickly in this league, one way or the other. And so you've got to keep going forward and try to eliminate some of the things that are taking you backwards.
Let me ask you this question. What do you think the Chiefs can rely on or hang their hat on for the next 5 weeks? Because I don't disagree in theory with what he is saying. It is usually one or two plays. Now, I could counter and say that that's life. I think you can make that argument in a bunch of different situations. Man, if I could change this thing, then I would be. But yeah, of course, if you change the process, then you could get a different result. No question. I don't think anyone disputes that. But I think the criticism toward the Chiefs would be is those one or two plays have now happened pretty routinely throughout the course of the season. That happened against the Chargers. That happened against the Eagles. It happened against Jacksonville. It happened on Thursday against the Cowboys. It's not like we're talking about one or two instances where it starts to feel like a pattern. So where he uses the Dallas Cowboys as a team of, man, a couple of weeks ago, they really leaned into the fact that this year there is not a team in the National Football League with a better passing offense than the Dallas Cowboys. Say what you want about Dak Prescott, but Dak Prescott with those two receivers has been phenomenal this season. George Pickens might be a first-team all-pro wide receiver. Can you imagine if I told you that at the very beginning of the season? Hey, I think George Pickens is going to be an all-pro. You would have gotten me drug tested is what you would have done. So you add an all-pro receiver, the way that George Pickens has been, and a top-five receiver, in my opinion, this year is CeeDee Lamb. They have really leaned into the fact of, we think we have a phenomenal passing attack. It's also, I think, a little bit disingenuous to not know when he says over the last couple of weeks, they also made a trade for a top defensive player. So it's not like the Cowboys are the same team that they were in weeks one or week two. They made a significant trade for Quinnen Williams, who is an all-pro caliber defensive player that has clearly changed the fabric of their defense. The Chiefs didn't make a move at the deadline. The Chiefs are largely the same team this season. So if you're not going to change the players, how do you then change the result that we are talking about down the stretch of the season? So I ask you, Rob, what do you think the Chiefs can lean in on? Because the Cowboys have picked their thing. Hey, we're going to lean in on Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and George Pickens, and we are going to go as far as these three individuals can take us. Is it just simply Patrick Mahomes? Because Patrick Mahomes threw, what, four touchdown passes on Thursday? That wasn't enough for them to get over the hump.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So is that what we're talking about? Just, hey, Patch just got to be otherworldly special over the next couple of weeks in order for them to figure this out? Or is there something else you feel like they got a counterpunch that they could lean in on that could help clear up some of these mistakes?
They do not have a counterpunch they can lean on other than Patrick Mahomes. The answer is 15. And I think to an extent you saw it on Thanksgiving Day against the Cowboys. I think teams with lesser quarterbacks, they get smoked in that game. The Chiefs did not play well. Like, I don't want to make it seem like they, were, abysmal out there. Like they were the, winless Lions with Dan Orlovsky, but they did not play well. But there were a couple plays that day where you're like, oh, Mahomes is different. The rollout, the deep one where Mahomes is kind of tripped up and he's about to fall, and he throws a laser to Xavier Worthy for the touchdown to make it a three-point game. Let me tell you, there aren't a lot of quarterbacks in the league that make that play. Most guys get tackled, and then the guys that don't get tackled keep their balance. They run for 6 yards. They slide. Everyone's like, a clock's running, but the drive is still alive. They don't throw 45-yard lasers for touchdowns. They just don't. So I wish they had a counterpunch beyond that. I wish they had something where it's like, oh, if they do X, and they'll get back on track. The answer is Patrick Mahomes, and maybe that's enough. Because in 2023, this team wasn't great either. They were better. I mean, they were 9-6, and they just lost the Raiders on Christmas Day. And I remember clear as day, you said, give the ball to Rice, give the ball to Pacheco, give the ball to Kelsey, and let's just see what happens from there. And that was basically their postseason strategy. And they went to a Super Bowl, and it worked, and they had a parade, and let the good times roll. If Patrick Mahomes is going to turn nuclear, if he's going to absolutely go red hot the last six games of the season and just play over my dead body football for the rest of the way, the Chiefs could get hot and the Chiefs could be special, but there is no counterpunch beyond just 15 go be great. And it's possible. We've all seen it, but that's the only thing they got.
At least this is where I am. And tell me if you think this is a good or a bad analogy. This was the one that I made on Friday. The NFL gives you a loss emergency fund. It's not like college football. You can lose a couple of games, right? Like, you can lose 2-3 games, still win your division, still be the one seed. They give you an emergency fund. The Chiefs have used up all of their emergency fund. The Chiefs do not have any more losses left. Now, okay, that's fine. But you have that emergency fund in case something goes wrong, because life will usually happen and something will go wrong. So if you were telling me that right now the Chiefs, they have used up all of their margin for error. And quite simply, this isn't even an opinion anymore. If the Chiefs lose at any point between now and the end of the season, that ends their season. At any point. It doesn't matter if it's on Sunday against the Texans. It doesn't matter if it's the wild card round. If the Chiefs have one more loss between now and then, they are done. I don't know if I trust this team enough to play flawless football for the next 7-8 weeks, because something usually goes wrong. A penalty, a turnover, a special teams miss, a mistake. Life happens at some point. That's why you build up that emergency fund. And the Chiefs have usually gone into December in a way in which you know they're playing their best football. They're hitting the ground running. I feel like we've seen the desperate Chiefs the last couple of weeks. The desperate Chiefs should have showed up against the Buffalo Bills, knowing how important that tiebreaker could have been. The desperate Kansas City Chiefs should have showed up in Denver, knowing that the division was still on the line. The desperate Chiefs needed to win on Thursday against the Dallas Cowboys. So I've seen what the desperate Chiefs look like. And maybe the argument is, well, all of those games were on the road. They're back at home. They're desperate. These are going to change the outcome. And I'll listen to that logic if that's what it is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.